Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition. The happier, happy hour gets happier. Right now, I got Dominic, and I've got U.S. senatorial candidate. He's the current lieutenant governor of the great state of Wisconsin, our friend Mandela Barnes. Welcome back, Mandela.
Hey, man, I'm always happy to be back.
Yeah, good to see you, Mandela.
Right, I miss y'all.
Especially on a late Friday afternoon. Welcome to the happy hour.
Look, it's the best time to be here.
Absolutely it is. I wish you were in the room with me. I'd offer you a lukewarm beer.
That's because you care about me so much.
It's so true.
It's a testament.
Well, Mandela, you know, nothing but the best for the apparent front runner in the Democratic nomination race for the U.S. Senate. Mandela, your campaign informs me there's some new polling out, and you still got the big lead, sir. So are you coasting to the finish line, Mandela? Just mailing it in at this late hour? What are you doing?
I'm never coasting anywhere. never coasted a time of my life. Y'all have known me long enough. Like the whole front runner thing, I've never been a front runner before in any race. And for this one, I assume like I'm polling at 1%. Like that's the energy, that's the effort we're giving this thing. You know, I'm not taking anything for granted, never have. We're taking the primary very seriously because we need that energy going into the general.
Now, Mandela, I understand you're taking the show on the road. You're doing the Barnes to Barnes tour. So tell me what this rural campaign's going to look like, sir.
It's Barnes for Barnes.
Oh, my bad.
It's semantics, but it's you know.
But you're going out to the country and you're hanging out in some barns, right, Mandela?
Hey, man, look, I'm telling you, I've had a chance throughout my time as lieutenant governor, you know, to visit everywhere in this state, all 72 counties in my first year in office. And we did a lot of rural outreach. And one thing I found overall is everywhere I go, there's so much more that people have in common with me than they do with Ron Johnson, somebody who voted against the farm bill in 2018, but voted for a tax bill that gave his donors $215 million in tax breaks. And this is at the same time where we were doing the work to revitalize our main streets and also to improve rural economies through our rural prosperity initiatives. Now, nothing replaces, you know, showing up in communities and talking to voters. And that's what I look forward to doing on this tour.
Well, Mandela, I understand you met a Republican, and he was out a farmer gentleman, my understanding, as the story was told to me, but he talked about food labeling. And apparently you and he found common ground on this topic, and it's something you would now advocate for if you are a U.S. senator. Mandela, tell that story, if you would, briefly.
Well, I mean, I think food labeling is very important. I did run into somebody who's like, yeah, we don't share politics, but I can tell you one thing that would help get some people on board, and that is the issue. It came up as dairy labeling at first, something that, you know, Tammy Baldwin has been pretty adamant about, but the conversation expanded to overall food labeling because oftentimes, you know, you may pick up a product in a store. This is a product of the USA, but you know, the actual American effort that has to go into that process is pretty minimal. It could be something so much as just being either packaged in the USA or, you know, the food that is grown here goes somewhere else to a different country, then comes back. We want to have some truth in labeling so people can be, you know, feel some sort of confidence in where that food is actually coming from. I think it's very important. Our food system is completely broken, something we need to fix on many different levels. But the labeling piece would certainly give a lot of people a certain sense of security.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Lieutenant Governor from the great state of Wisconsin, Mandela Barnes, also the senatorial Democrat leader at this point. Mandela, thanks for coming around. Always great to see you. You know, anyone that knows me knows I tell the story. I used to work on my neighbor's dairy farm when I was a kid, and I get a lot of mileage off of that. But in reality, it is very hard work. And you know, we see the farms are you know, continue to go bankrupt. People don't want to get into the industry. And one of the things I've noticed over the course of the last 20 years is the immigrant labor is really stepping up to come in and fulfill those jobs. And I'm wondering, as you've been around, have you had conversations? Because a lot of the rural people are conservative type folks, but they're potentially hiring, you know, immigrant labor that may or may not have work visas. Is there some common ground that we can get to address some of these work needs for the rural farmers?
Well, I'll tell you, that's what this tour is about. It's about meeting people where they are. It's about finding the common ground. And I have spoken to farmers that employ migrant labor on their farms. They're absolutely concerned about the status of immigration reform. But I'll tell you, we should be creating jobs for everybody. And these opportunities for everyone should exist all across the state of Wisconsin. We need to also do the work to bring young people back to family farms. So many people go away to college and are faced with a choice of whether to come back. Many would love to, but the issues of concern, whether it's affordable health care, which is usually the biggest one that prevents people from sticking around on the farm. And we also got to support our small scale dairy farms, our family farms that we see that we're losing, I should say, at the rate of about one per day on average, actually slightly more. And so let's do what we can to create policy that rewards the best and motivates the rest. And I'm really excited to kick off this tour on Monday, excited to go back to a lot of the same places, meeting with these family farmers, meat processors, and leaders and experts in the industry to talk about the priorities they have and how it lines up with the message and the things that we're looking to do from a campaign standpoint.
Mandela, Dominic claims he worked on a farm, although I don't think he's ever been welcomed back to a farm. You know, but this guy wears flip-flops.
I tried to avoid that part. You know, I let it slide, but you know, I got to pick my battles here. We got a big race in November, and I don't need to get sidetracked by whatever Dom came up with today about I'm on the farm.
Mandela, here's my recommendation: do not choose Dominic's choice of footwear. Wear something other than flip-flops on the farm, okay? Just a
Mandela,
little friendly advice.
Some of the other issues. One of the ones that's really got to me, this whole Oshkosh truck, Foxconn, Oshkosh Corp, I guess, now in the Foxconn deal, and the post office. And the reporting was that, you know, Oshkosh was looking for some space to, you know, perhaps do these vehicles. And they talked with the Foxconn ownership group, and they were not able to do a deal. And now they're going to, you know, take these jobs and this investment and go to South Carolina, to a non-union state. I mean, there's so many things that bother me about this entire circumstance, let alone the guy still being in charge over at the post office. What's your take on all this? And is there anything we could practically do to try to, you know, bring this to Wisconsin?
Well, I'll tell you, the bottom line is that Oshkosh Defense lied to the public in order to sell out union workers in Wisconsin, the same workforce that built their company. You know, the execs over there are lining their pockets with this $3 billion deal. And we got a person like Ron Johnson who's essentially aiding and abetting them in the process. And I know, like, you know, if you want something built right, you do it in Wisconsin, and you do it even better when you do it with union labor. And I'm once again urging Congress and the president to step in and hold Oshkosh accountable for the lies. Now, at first, the story was they couldn't find a space. And then in the hearing, we hear that they lied to the public under the pretense that they would be employing union labor. We got to be in the business of creating jobs. We have to be in the business of investing opportunities, the ones like my granddad had as a union steel worker at A.O. Smith, and like my dad had as on the assembly line working for GM.
Mandela, economic bill of rights been proposed in the Wisconsin legislature by our friends Francesca Hong and Christina Shelton, I believe. Have you read the proposal? I know that many of the things you advocate for would be part of a proposal as such. Could you see adopting a platform like the Economic Bill of Rights as part of your senatorial platform?
It's long overdue. I remember being in the legislature just talking about it. So I'm happy that they actually got it introduced. You know, they have worked incredibly hard on it. I remember talking to Representative Shelton prior to the introduction, and she told me that's what they were working on. So I'm excited to see that take place, especially in a state like Wisconsin. We are a working class state. We are a state that essentially has built and supplied the world. And I'll tell you, an economic bill of rights makes sure that working people see some parity in the economic opportunity that comes as a result of all the economic prosperity that people have been told that we're experiencing as a country right now.
Candidate Mandela Barnes, I know you're a busy guy, but I've got to ask you about Ketanji Brown Jackson, now confirmed to the U.S. Supreme Court. What's your thoughts on her nomination process and confirmation?
You know, the process was so incredibly frustrating. You know, watching the hearings, you know, this is a person who is who has displayed just a deep sense of responsibility, a deep sense of clarity, and an ability to actually get the job done. And to see Republicans play political games, and if I'm not mistaken, there was like even video of some people not even sticking around when the vote was taken. So this sort of immature political gamesmanship is what people are over. However, through it all, because we don't get anything without, you know, challenges, unfortunately, it feels like. But I was incredibly happy, overjoyed, elated to see the Senate vote to confirm Judge Jackson yesterday. And seeing the hearings, although they tried to, you know, take her through it, yeah, I was impressed by her qualifications and the poise and the grace that she conducted herself with. And I wish I could say that I was surprised that Ron Johnson voted against her qualifications, but it's never been about doing what's best for Wisconsin or the country for him. And time again, we see a person like him put his partisan politics before working people, putting his partisan politics before the advancement of this country. And yesterday's vote was exactly another example of it, but in the end, we have a well-qualified jurist on the bench with Judge Jackson. I'm excited to see her take the position.
Mandela Barnes, U.S. senatorial candidate. If people want to support your campaign, how can they do so, sir?
Well, let me tell you, there's a website. It's called www.mandelabarnes.com, and I encourage everybody to, you know, join the campaign, right? This is a grassroots people power movement. You know, you mentioned the support that we have. You mentioned the polling. And I'll tell you, that's not on accident. It's because of the hard work that we put into the campaign. It's about showing up all over Wisconsin and doing the work that we need to do. And from the very beginning, this is what we set out to, and we're seeing this realized. We're focused on building that people power campaign, and we're just getting
Mandela
started.
We're done, man. Thank you so much for your time. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Mandela.
Hey, you too. Take care.